At Irvine Nature Center, we live by the old Scandinavian saying, there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothes. Our nature preschool students play outside even on the coldest days, learning how trees and grass and wildlife change with the seasons. Sometimes these 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds are so bundled up in hats, scarves, and bulky clothes, we can barely tell which child is which. But they're always happy to be outside, even when the sky is gray and the wind is raw. They climb and build in our outdoor classroom, roam our trails, and visit our meadow. Sometimes, when fresh snow sparkles in the sun, or a raptor soars through a deep blue sky, the day turns magical. So now that winter is officially here, do what our nature preschool students do, and get outside. Working out in a gym or riding a stationary bicycle in your basement are great, but those activities don't deliver the physical and spiritual benefits of winter exercise in the great outdoors. When you're outside, your body will burn more calories keeping you warm, and exposure to nature relieves stress and chases away the winter blues. In fact, studies show even a few minutes of daily outdoor activity in winter can combat seasonal affective disorder, a form of depression that strikes in the coldest, darkest months. Need another reason to exercise outside? There's nothing like returning to the warmth of indoors, pink-cheeked and tired, and sitting by a warm fire or sipping a mug of hot cocoa. The great thing about nature is that it's everywhere. Even a winter walk through the most developed parts of Baltimore offers opportunities for soaking up sunlight and observing birds, squirrels, and other wildlife. My favorite winter outdoor activity is simply visiting a park for a long walk on a cold, sunny winter day. With the leaves off the trees, you can see for miles, often spotting birds' nests that are hidden in spring and summer. And what can be better than an afternoon of sledding with the kids? The downhills are exhilarating, and the uphills give a great cardio workout. Outdoor ice skating is another wonderful activity for the entire family. An ice rink has finally returned to Baltimore's Inner Harbor this winter after a decade-long hiatus. Rent or bring skates, and channel your inner Kimmy Meisner as you glide around the ice. Quiet Waters Park in Annapolis and Veterans Plaza in Silver Spring also have outdoor skating rinks. And if you need a little more space, consider the Rockville Ice Rink, the largest in the region at 7,200 square feet. If this winter is as snowy as predicted, there will be many opportunities to cross-country ski in Maryland State Parks. A few choices not far from Baltimore are Patapsco Valley State Park, Patuxent River State Park, Cunningham Falls State Park, and Gunpowder Falls State Park. Of course, it's important to dress appropriately and to be careful of treacherous footing when exercising outdoors in winter. Wear layers, a warm hat, and gloves or mittens. Protect yourself against snow or rain with water-resistant outer clothing. If you're out walking or running where there might be ice, consider traction devices like Yak Tracks, which slip onto sneakers or hiking boots. If your outdoor activity includes trudging through snow, warm waterproof boots are a must. If you exercise early in the morning or late in the day, you'll need to prepare for darkness by carrying a bright flashlight or wearing reflective clothing. Stick to well-lit roads and paths, and leave the earbuds at home. Your outing will be safer and more enjoyable when you can hear the sounds around you. Want to learn more? The Maryland Office of Tourism has great listings of outdoor winter activities in the state, including skiing at Wisp Mountain and ice fishing in Deep Creek Lake. Or visit us online at www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR News station.